Chapter 19. The subterranean cistern was vast, the vaulted ceiling miraculously intact despite a spiderweb of cracks from whatever cataclysm had ravaged the surface many years prior. Light reflected off of the pale stone, a radiant glow spread across the chamber by the iridescent, silent waters. A power was present, far more than the tiny puddle they had found above. Its contents thinned and weakened over hundreds of meters of slow filtration through tiny fractures in the stone beneath the wasteland's surface. In this place, the true potency of the waters was readily felt. Charlie crouched low and gingerly placed his right hand beneath the calm surface. "Do you think that's a good idea? We've both already touched it. I don't think it's going to hurt us." Rika, though she agreed with him, nevertheless placed her scanner into the water. "It's pure. Perfect." "I know," he replied. "Can you feel it, though? There's something to this place." Without thinking, Charlie slid from the shore into the glowing pool, the dirt and aches of their ordeal washing away in an instant. "Oh my God," he gasped. "Rika, you have to come in." She didn't require any further motivation, and was, in fact, already out of her boots when she took his invitation and stepped into the water. Her body felt alive, her skin tingling with energy as the water stripped her of dirt and pain. It's amazing," she managed to say. "I can feel my muscles unknotting, and my sunburn, it's gone." "I know," Charlie replied, his eyes wide with amazement, reflecting the water's faint glow. "There's some compound in this that doesn't show on our scanners. Maybe a topical analgesic combined with, what, something that triggers cellular regeneration? The science is beyond me." "We need samples. This could change medicine," Rika blurted before the reality of their situation reared its head once again. "Oh, yeah. We're stranded on an alien planet and no one knows we're here." "I've been thinking about that," Charlie said. "What if we could figure out what exactly caused the phenomenon?" "You mean wormhole?" "Tomato, tomato. What I'm saying is, the drive control systems and power cells are located at the top of the ship. It may take a hell of a long time, but now that we aren't going to die of dehydration, perhaps we'll be able to backtrack the glitch and reverse engineer it." "That ship will never fly again, and you know it." "Obviously, but we don't need to fly. We just need to get a message home." Rika pondered for a moment. It was an incredibly long shot, but as good as the waters had her feeling, she was beginning to think maybe it just might be possible now that their deaths seemed less imminent. "Maybe, Charlie, maybe. But for the moment, we should really get some of this back for the others. It's so much more potent than what we found in that little pool." "I agree. Unfortunately, we filled all of our containers back on the sled. But we can empty the one we were carrying with us and fill it with this water. We'll drink our fill before heading back anyway." "Sounds like a plan," she said, swimming lazily to the smooth stone shore. Charlie followed, enjoying the feel of the water on his body one last moment before their trek back through the dust and grime. "Here," Rika said, offering her hand, pulling him up from the water. The two bumped into one another, standing close, face to face. Charlie could feel the heat of her body radiating through their wet clothes. Impulsively, she pulled him in and kissed him, and much to her pleasure, Charlie kissed her back. "Whoa," she said. "I don't know what came over me." "Me either," he replied, cheeks flushed. "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. It's okay. It must be the water. It makes everything feel good." "Yeah. We should probably get going," Rika blurted. She made no move to leave. Okay, if you want," Charlie replied after an uncertain pause. Rika stared at him a long moment, gears turning. "You're right. We've been gone long enough." With that, she turned and headed for the passageway to the surface. "Stupid Charlie, what were you thinking? Okay, if you want? My God, way to kill the moment, idiot." He silently kicked himself, then poured out what remained in his container and refilled it with the pool's rejuvenating waters. "Hey, Rika, wait up!" They crawled back to the surface, drying off quickly in the heat of the afternoon suns, the dry air wicking the moisture from them in no time. "We should keep this from the elements," Charlie said. "Even with that much water, we don't know how long it'll have to last us." "Agreed. Let's slide the rock back in place and pack dirt over it to seal the cracks. Now that we know where it is, we can pretty easily find this particular pile of rocks and dig it up as needed." "Yeah, and maybe we can rig something less heavy when we have a chance. Like a pair of plastic sheets to seal the entrance. That'd be a whole lot easier to move, especially if you consider that we may be here a very long time." "That's a good plan, Charlie," Rika said, a teasing hint of the curiosity and warmth she'd shown in the cavern flashing in her eyes. "You know, you're really thriving in this," she said, gesturing at the wasteland surrounding them. "Just trying to keep us alive is all." "Well, you're doing a good job, stepping up. Not everyone would, you know. Most would fall apart from the pressure." "Don't worry, I'm falling apart on the inside," he joked. "Somehow I doubt it." Again, with that look. "Okay, enough pep talk. Let's get back and put some of that water to work. I know you're as curious as I am to see how it will affect more serious injuries." "You know me so well," he said with a laugh, his spirits higher than they'd been in days, maybe even longer. It had been a while since he'd felt so good. "Lead the way, madam," he said with a little bow and a flourish. "Why, thank you, good sir," she replied with a warm smile, and took the lead for the long trek back.